T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back. Marks and Reese on a Football Friday, and every Football Friday, we go to our man with the plan, Big Lane Johnson. Fridays with Lane at 4:30 every week, brought to you by Bud Light. The Bud Light Facebook Live pregame show is back. Join John Ritchie and Joe DeCamera live from Morgan's Pier in Philly for the Eagles Tampa pregame show. That's Sunday, September 16th. Details at 94WIP.com/Philly. And Big Lane Johnson joins us right now. What's up, Lane?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Lano?
All right, getting done with it with our Fast Friday practice, so we're happy about that.
Okay, well, give us as much of a little bit of an update as you can without revealing game plans and all that type of stuff. Just on from your side of the football, how the offenses sort of look this week in practice. We know preseason into that first game, offenses sort of had its struggles or what have you. How's practice gone this week for you guys?
This has probably been one of our best practice weeks as far as being crisp, limited mistakes. You know, far as looking at Tampa Bay, I think they're pretty stout up front with good linebackers, kind of like Atlanta was. And I think if we can get the run game going earlier, I think we'll come off to a better start than we did last week and get the momentum going sooner.
That's sort of what I'm thinking too, right? When I look at Sunday's game, I'm saying to myself, you know, we're missing guys in the passing game from a receiver standpoint or what have you. But we got the running game, right? And when you guys went to the running game in the second half, particularly with Ajayi, that's when it seemed like the offense started to gain a little momentum and a little rhythm, and you kind of had the Falcons on their heels. So you kind of feel like running the football can be a big advantage for you guys this week.
No question. I think it changes the energy of the game. I think even last week it was once that started going on, it just relieves the pressure from everything else. But, usually in games when we get our run game going early, we do really well. And then, when it takes longer, it makes the game a little bit tougher, kind of like last week. But we get our stuff rolling early, it'll be a fun game.
Yeah, and Lane, Nick's talked about this week the pressure and kind of helping take that pressure off of him. And really, like you said, when that running game starts to work early, it really does seem to take the pressure off of Nick, and then he gets going. From your perspective, when is Nick at his best? What are you guys doing? Obviously, he had a clean game against Atlanta, so you did a good job protecting him. But from your perspective, how do you guys get Nick going?
I think we get him going by being balanced. Whenever we get behind in the chains and, third and long, second long, you get in tough play calling situations where, maybe a screen, maybe a pass, and the run game may be limited by just a yardage. So if we can live ahead of the chains, I think that's what takes the pressure off of Nick. And, getting Ajayi going, that feels our whole team, man, when we get that going.
Yeah, I guess weather conditions will be somewhat of a little bit of a concern. I don't know. What have you guys talked about from the trainer's perspective of getting you guys ready to go? What type of weather are you expecting down there Sunday?
It's going to be a little hot, a little humid, a little uneasy. That's the weather forecast for us. And earlier this week it was nice and hot, so we got a little taste of it. But to be honest, man, all we can do is hydrate.
Yeah.
And really mentally, just think that you're about to be going into a dogfight. It's going to be a tough and greasy out there, and you just got to be ready for it. But it all starts. Talking about hydrate, it all starts a couple of days before, not just the day of.
Yeah, Fridays with Lane Johnson. Lane joins us every Friday on the Marks and Reese Show. So, Lane, you're going to be lining up. And I remember doing a show last year with Vinny Curry, and he had talked about you and how you guys really raised each other's level, even in practice or in camp or whatever. Mm-hmm. Vinny, really nice player, Bo Allen down there at Tampa as well. What's going to be like going up against him? And I was watching Red Zone. He had a sack in week number one. What's going to be like playing against him?
Going to go to the line of scrimmage with a smile on my face just because, we've done it for, five previous years. Vinny was with the Eagles, ever since my first day there. So You know, Vinny's really good, has a good get-off, and, I mean, anytime you don't set well, he'll expose you. And, you know, Bo Allen's doing really well. I mean, really consistent in the run game, and that'll be another matchup for Kelsey. So it'll be different, but at the same time, it'll be fun. You know, just going against your friends, it's you don't see this every day.
You watched Tampa, Lane, give up 40 points to the Saints down there in New Orleans. Obviously, there's no shame in, you know, Drew Brees and Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas making plays on that Bucs defense. Some of it can be expected, but I would have to imagine for an offense that sort of struggled a little bit to find its rhythm, you guys were able to see some things you can take advantage of with that Tampa defense out there this week.
Yeah, I think Drew Brees does a good job of exposing a lot of people. But, I mean, other than that, I thought it was just back and forth. You know, I think they're going to be coming back with a vengeance this week, wanting to play a little bit better. But I mean, as far as their front seven, I mean, they're as talented as anybody in the league. I mean, secondary, I mean, only time I'm really concerned with them is if they're coming off, you know, for an edge press or something. But really, when I look at them across the board, you got Gerald McCoy, one of the better D tackles in the league, and he's creating nonstop, you know, pressure inside. And then, you know, Pierre Paul coming from the Giants. So it's, I mean, it's no really easy pathway up front for us. As far as the secondary, you know, I think we'll have a good week.
All right, you're going to have your hands full for sure. But Lane, you're going to have some added. You're going to have an added bonus this week because this is one of these travel games for Eagles fans.
Yeah,
there's thousands of Eagles fans that are either en route right now, already down there, or leaving tomorrow morning. What's it? Some of these games that you've had, the Chargers game last year was like a home game for the Eagles. What's it like on the road when it's like, I can't believe this sounds like a home game? What's that like, and what does that do for you guys?
Yeah, that's the one I remember from last year, is the Chargers. It's really, we created momentum early, and you silence the home fans, and it really helps, you know, when it's quiet, because for us, the offense, you know, you can deal with a snap count instead of having to look in at the center. So it really helps us, I think, far as a communication standpoint. And defense, it just gets the energy going. I mean, there's nothing like overtaking a game, making the home fans go out of it. There's nothing more dominating than that of a feeling when you do that.
Yeah, we'll see if it happens this week. Hopefully, mm-hmm. Lane, good luck. We'll talk to you next week. And,
Stay hydrated, big fella.
That's right, stay hydrated.
All right, Lane, appreciate it, man.
Yeah.